This is the best tea in the city on Kaya 959.
Did you spoil her? Did she wake up late? You cooked? And she's still alive to tell the story? Because sometimes, not even sometimes, we know Guta was a pair. Happy Mother's Day still. And while we are still celebrating the matriarch, what kind of a girl is your mom? Yeah. Describe her as you would describe a friend. I doubt that though. This is the best tea in the city. Good morning. We're talking about your mom. Yes, that girl. As one of your girls. Or as one of the girls. Because moms and sons as well have this interesting dynamic. So you, please, it's not a girl-to-girl conversation, this. So as a brother, please jump on. Because I'm sure you have a very tight relationship with your mom. You know, like Maps Maponyani has with his mom. I think it's very evident if you follow his timeline. He always talks and posts about her. Now, the reason I'm asking this is because the older we get, the easier it is to relate to our parents on a platonic level. You even see them as a friend. So if you were to describe your mom as a friend to a stranger, what kind of a girl is she? Now that you are older, would you be able to describe your mom as one of the girls? Yes. I mean, growing up, you just related to her as just that, umama. Nothing more. But the older you got, the more you got closer, you learned a lot from her, and obviously we're now talking as adults. And you realize, she's actually one of the girls. Kintombi man. So if, is your mom, let me ask that, the girl who you'd go out with to drink and party? Or are there certain places you wouldn't take her? Not because, like, I'm not saying take her to a strip club. Maybe she wants to, though. Maybe she would. When are you thinking, I wouldn't. Maybe she's like, take me there. Or is this the friend you'll call when you need to fight some battles? You know what? You know how in your friendships, sometimes, your friendship just ends with no reason. And you feel like, you know what? I need a fighting partner. Where's my girl at? And that's your mom. Let's go. We're going to paint the town red and we're just going to rub it in their face. We're going to have the best fun ever. Is she that girl? Is she the type of girl who likes having lots of fun? I mean, if you were to take her, say, to Jamaica, would she be Stella? Be out and about, getting her groove back, you know, having fun? Or maybe your mom is the kind of girl who, no matter how close you are, she can't seem to let her hair down and just be one of the girls. She is so stuck in her role of being mom, and you feel like, ish, I wish you could just, like, you know, break the ice, man, mama. Come, let's go have some fun. Be the girl. Because, like I said, the older we get, it's easier to relate to our parents on a platonic level. It's even easy to see her as a friend. So I'm the stranger here. Describe her to me like you would describe a friend. Who is she? What type of girl is she? Is your mom one of the girls?
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
Here are the 3 teaspoons on hashtag mom as one of the girls. When do you see her as one of the girls? When you drink together. I think one thing we all love doing with our friends is going out. So once you get to that point with your mom, then you know you've reached the next level. Mothers, in fact, parents in general, just don't allow you to drink in front of them. But when it eventually happens, then you know mom is definitely now one of the girls. When mom as one of the girls is when you talk freely and openly about men. Or partners. Talking about men is never easy, but once you are able to open up to your mom like you would a friend, then you know mom finally sees you as beyond just a child. It might still feel a little bit awkward, but once you cross that bridge, you have nothing to fear. She too will reveal her innate needs and fears about men and partners in general. Soon you'll see, hi man, this is one of the girls. The last teaspoon and three teaspoons on when mom as one of the girls is when she starts talking about the bucket list. Don't forget, mom had you when she was young. There are a lot of things she wished she could have done, but didn't, and didn't even have a chance to. And could be one of them to travel overseas, go clubbing, meet a stranger, albeit even for just one night. The same things that you see as the norm, she wants to experience. She yearns to be young again. She is one of the girls. Let's talk about you and mom. Let's talk about you seeing her as JJ, seeing her as one of your friends, as one of the girls. Would you be able to?
You know, let me give context to to my answer. So my mom started off as very strict. She was like,
those, and that's how it starts. Hey?
You, she was like those tiger moms in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then at a certain point when I reached, I think about 18, then she became like this relaxed mom, kind of like a fun mom. So if I were to explain, describe her friendship personality now, it would be the yes friend.
Ugh.
She says yes to everything. Now it's like, what? You know, when I'm looking for advice and I'm like, mom, should I be going out in this dress? You know, it's really, really short. Should you know, should I go out? Yes, my baby. If it makes you happy, anything that makes you happy.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. I don't have time for people to tell me about things that make me happy.
Tell me whether or not I look good in this and if not, no.
Exactly. So now this yes friendship of ours, yes to everything, is not working for me.
Oh no.
Like, I can't yes to everything. She needs to pick a side. Where are you?
You missed the stricter mom. The stricter one.
Yeah, I missed the stricter one.
No. I like her.
Yes, mom. Yes, mom. That.
Because at the end of the day, you still need to be the one deciding. Why you want her to make your decisions?
Yeah, so then I have
her part is done.
I need to look at someone when I want to blame someone.
Ha! Nazog. JJ?
Oh, okay, so my mom is the ringleader mom.
Hi.
Yeah, ringleader. She'll plan everything. She'll be the fun person. She'll control everything, but she'll never be loyal. She will tell your business, hey? She will be that mom on the side. Oh, remember this. Oh, at a gathering, she'll be that mom that'll be like, no, you shouldn't talk because remember this and that. She would not be loyal. But I think, actually think my mom and Nosa's mom should just become friends then.
Once.
The ringleader controls the yes mom.
Mom as one of the girls. Earlier on, I asked my colleagues, Nosi Pokhatebe, JJ, Hore, could they describe their mother to me and describe them as a friend? And Nosipo said her mom, from strict to being a yes girl. She says yes to everything. Temze na are.
Yo, Prati, the lady who says she doesn't want her mom to say yes to everything, can we please exchange our mothers? Because my mom, she's 82 years old, I'm 45, but my mother, she's hard as a nut. You can never crack my mother. Sometimes I feel like running away and forget about her for a few hours and come back home. If my mom says no, it's a no.
Yeah.
Even if you sit down and try to show her, mom, this is blue, but when you say it's red, to her it will be red.
Sure.
She will never change. She feels like changing, she's compromising a lot. At times, oh my goodness, I love my mother. She's my mom, I love her. But she's still the same. Nothing has changed.
Describe her as one of your friends. Lerato Letsola, my mom. My mom is the type of Savannah dance on the head girl. Hi! Singing out loud. Bo, awo! Yeah, bo! On top of the table, nohal. She's the laugh of the party. Stiga! Wala, my brother. Ara, brati, my mom would be that girl after two drinks. Just two. Fela, brati. Tawuzari tabatsa how? She won't hold back. Trust me. Hi. Kitubeza are, my mom is the party starter, the travel travel buddy, and the Puma Silo Chomi. Ha. Love it to bits though. This is now
yes.
Unati and her mom as best of Bumbas.
Define best of Bumbas.
Yeah?
There's some things you can't talk about with your mom.
No, I know.
So define best of Bumbas.
Okay, describe her to me. I'm a stranger. Yes. I don't know her. Describe her to me like you would a friend.
All my mother cares about is how I make people feel. That's the only thing she ever talks to me about. And she's like, Danam, the only thing people will ever remember about
you. Are you saying she can never be your bestie?
No.
Not like that?
No.
She's also...
My mother can't even talk about sex.
Never.
The fact that I have grandkids is just an anomaly. I am the Virgin Mary. No.
She's not that girl.
No.
She'll never take it there.
And it's okay. Yeah, no. And I don't want her to take it there.
No. Let me an extreme.
Yeah.
Because you are a traveler.
Yes.
Would you take her to the carnival?
Never.
What?
I would never take her out. The only place I take her is Mozambique. Because that's safe enough and it has enough family. I would not take her to the other countries I've been north of Mozambique. She's never coming to Senegal with me. She's never doing Ghana, Nigeria, Cabo Verde,
yes.
Tunisia, Egypt. Tunisia we can do because her friend is a diplomat and she's the don to Tunisia. What's this thing they call?
That
ambassador.
Yeah.
So we could do Tunisia and just because she'll be with her friend who's the ambassador to Tunisia. All the other countries. We could possibly go to England because we live there and then she could visit old family friends. I'm going nowhere else with
no
my mother.
No bikinis on the beach with her.
Oh, Mutimo. She's my mother, that woman. No.
I know Thomas and Skumba asked a big question, and you were very excited about that question.
Which was?
Mothers, what do you want?
Don't make it about Thomas and Skumba. I want this to be about you. This is about you now.
No.
We thank them for their topic.
Yes.
And we thank them for starting this conversation.
And they raised the bar immediately.
Yeah. And you were upset with me when I came back on Friday. And I said, ladies, I'm tired of you hearing, talking about you one time. And then you said I must lighten the topic up, which I did.
Good. Well done.
Yeah, but I'm back now.
Yes.
And my question to you was, how was Mother's Day? Then you made this thing about... Oh, and then we cooked for her and I'm looking at you like one meal on one day, but then you redeemed yourself and you said, but at least she didn't get a rummy tummy, you know?
No. Listen, that's how you measure the success.
No. And then that's what you said. Then you said to me, that's how you measure the success. And I said, how you measure the success. And then we both agreed how you measure the success. Cause my next 3 hours is mothers. Did you get what you wanted for Mother's Day or not? Ish. Talk to me. Yeah. Give me ish. Bye, Tabo. Can I go get ready for my day job? And please tune in. It'll be vital for your next year. 364 days away.
It's like getting a colonoscopy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Or that cancer thing up your behind.
The prostate cancer test.
Gion to you. Bari imunat.
Bye-bye. Midday joy, it is a pain.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-000-00959.
Oh, as I'm taking your last sip, go to kaya959.co.za. There's a beautiful article you need to read there about the 10 mother-daughter friendships you would love. Okay? Read more about that under the hashtag Mom as one of the girls. Pindil, is she one of the girls?
Guilty. My mom was the best sex advisor.
Hi.
Best. Maskula. My mom will beat the hell out of you. But when we got married, you should have listened to her. Yo, may her soul rest in peace, Shem. My mom.
Yeah.
She called each string a one wipe. And she'll always refer it as, you must wear one wipe. Yo, my mom, Shem. She will give that advice to all my friends, my cousins, everybody. Bona.
Nice. Oh, man. Siyambonga. Hey, the bongs.
Tibos.
Utinimbongen.
Siyambonga, I'm fit.
Mom as one of the girls.
Hey, Tibos. Mina wambongi ku confirm, Tibos. Mkumura yin linganga, they went out with my sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had fun, but proof of bonke.
Yeah.
The following day, it was now since we have a man, you put a red spending. Hey, it was a damn potter.
Hi!
I tell you, when I put you in Puza now, we saw Lugas in Mutuan Choya. Hey, it was never to go about, but minimum among them confirmed it was. There was a time, much cooler, there are food with Mutungan Epsuk. After 6 years, you work, you to Pele. Saying a figure in Lila, it was my person cooler, but you. My figure, I told you, I took Sukha, I'm telling you, 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 I'm telling you,
So can you imagine her as your friend? So bazo jigela phela phakathi kwabantu.
Eh it was bazo ngijikela bonge ku confirm. So yabona ba yabona ku mama laba kudala ngiyo ba confirm.
Wala di bonga mara siyambonga program. Eh siyam celebrate.
Siyambonga kakhulu.
Eh thata.
Good morning Atibos. If I was to describe my mother, mama ke mogele. It's my mother ke mogele. My mom likes looking nice. My mom likes lipstick. My mom, she's always looking nice. When she's going out somewhere, she needs to have her outfit in check. Her hair needs to be in check.
Yeah, yeah.
My mom wears wigs, guys. My mom's like Mugel.
Mugel. Imagine her amongst friends. Utle, usasa patzo na ubulela jiga. Ambo kids. Hey, Jack.
Hey, mister. How are you?
Shabu jango, Jack.
Ah, shabu.
Hmm.
Ah, now me
Does she have friends?
She does have friends.
How
but
many?
But her friends, two of them that I know.
Yeah.
When she says no. I won't mind when I get a desire.
Oh, I'm with herself.
Yo. There's a one day that I always go to her around 7 o'clock. When I'm not there 7 o'clock, she will call, oh, today you're not coming. You own your girlfriends that are eating your money.
Yeah. Oh, boring.
I'll come.
What's her name?
It's Mampi.
Waku kai?
Kudulako Van.
Vali Kulu, man.
Because Bugi and Charles.
All right, man. It's not your level. Jack, I'm celebrating when it's Assassin's Anapilu.
All right, thank you.
Hi, T.
Hi,
Mamela. When you talk about Skim Somuntu, when you talk about Uzodwa Akamaseko, you talk about Uzowi.
Yeah.
I think we've changed her name like 3 times already.
God.
But she's our everything. You know, our mom is like, yo, I don't know. She's like our rock. We can tell her anything. And believe you me, she makes an effort to make us, like, our lives easier. And especially her grandkids. So, that's why I say, Jing, it's Uzodwa, Uzowi. Skip so mundu. No, I love it a bit. Thanks, T.
We cannot deny that as much as she was a strict, forthright parent because she wanted to, you know, raise you well, we cannot deny the fact that she can also become the best friend ever. Oli?
Hi, Tibor.
Describe her to me like you would describe a friend.
My mom is the best friend. I would literally take her wine tasting. I would go on wine dates with her. I'm 24 now, Uncle T. But I stopped calling her mama when I was like in high school, which was like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I started calling her Chomi, and she calls me Chomi, Mgame, Gani, you know, to give me the latest umgosi.
Wow.
You know, she's literally my bestie.
Do you talk about everything?
Well, I mean, there are certain boundaries because she is still my mother. Mm. But we talk about most things.
Have you ever talked about, had a conversation with her about your choice of men?
Yes, I have.
And as Mugelo, it's been going.
She said to me that I must choose decent men that will pay for the dates.
She did what? Say that again?
She said that I must choose decent men that will pay for the dates.
Oh,
so
okay.
So if we go out like, for dinner or something, he must pay, and he must be a decent guy. Must be, you know, able to, he must be independent.
Yes.
And yeah, that's pretty much it. We haven't really gone, we haven't spoken about sex or anything, no, that we haven't really touched much on that.
I think you should take it there.
You think I should?
Yes. She's your best buddy, and there's no one else best to say or
true
to give you any advice except for her. Yes, it will rattle her because obviously, like you said, the line there is still thick. But, you know, because you've got this now platonic thing going, you might as well, because rather than hearing it from the streets, hear it from her.
Yeah, that's true. Plus, I don't have any older sister or anything. I'm her only child. So.
Ah,
Uferit. One.
Thank you. Did you spoil her? Did you spoil her?
Yes, I did. I did. I bought, she's been asking for a new gown the whole time, so I bought it for her for Mother's Day.
Wonderful.
She was so happy.
As long as you gave her what she asked for, that's it, hey?
Yes.
Thank you. We celebrate her, all right?
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday, on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.